I would say if you're a man and you don't want to be respected, I would say there's probably something wrong with you. But I do believe that we want respect. And then the second part of that is sometimes, because I'm going to be honest with you, I haven't walked in some of your shoes. I don't know where some of you have come from. And I'm sure you've been places where I haven't been. So maybe because of that, right away you're not going to respect me to be a speaker, to give credence to the gospel. But one thing that I know that we are all equal in, all of us, and it doesn't matter who you are, man, woman, or child, it's that we're all sinners. We were all born into sin. Not one of us can say that we weren't. And that's where some people in the church have fallen short. But I'm equal with everybody in here. Everybody. And there is no sin except for the sin of blaspheming the Holy Spirit that you have committed that you still can't be saved. Because murder, yes, murder has taken someone else's life, but God can forgive. And that's where we all need forgiveness. One of the things that happened at the outbreak of this COVID, when we were live streaming, our pastor was asked a question, why do people blame God when someone dies? And the classic ends, I mean, and I'll never forget this. He said, we should not be blaming God, but we should blame ourselves. It's our sin that caused death. When Adam sinned, he brought death into the world. And that's why people die. That's why I want to be honest with you. The stuff that's been happening out there in the world, and I know that the African Americans have been dealt with badly. I'm offended as much as you guys are, and it should never be. But I got to remember that the men that are committing these acts are sinners, and they probably have never known who Jesus Christ really is. Because if they knew Jesus, they couldn't look at you and say, that's not my brother, I don't need him. But you can't look at somebody and say, they're not valuable. Because Jesus looks at all of us and say, we're all valuable. No matter who you are, you all are valuable. You all have something to do in this life. God is taking all of you through a lot of stuff, but you're sitting here now. And if it wasn't for him, you wouldn't be here now. And that's an amazing thing. I mean, I can relate to some of the things I've been in, but I'm here now. Because God could have said, hey, that's enough. That's enough. We don't need you now. That's enough. Your life is over. But when you wake up in the morning, you can thank him because you're still breathing. You can thank him because I can still walk. I can thank him because I can see all of you. And I thank Jesus because of that. And that's an amazing thing. Very amazing thing. But right now, one of the things I want to say is all of you can be free. If you're feeling you're not free right now, there's things, the Word of God will free you in a way that you have never been freed before. Jesus said in the book of John, and this passage is quoted over and over again, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. I'm saying, in a lot of ways, that is not a true statement. And I'm going to tell you why it's not a true statement. You can know truth all the day, but if you're not walking in it, if you're not living it, it's not true. But Jesus said this, and this is why the Word of God, you need to take the whole Word of God. Jesus said in verse 31, he said, "If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." And we all need to know truth. And what is this truth? In John 1:1, he said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning." So the Word was always there. Right from the foundation of the earth, the Word was there. The Bible says that all things were created by His Word. But when it came to us, He took His hands and He took the earth and He formed us. And then He breathed the breath of life into us. And He said, "We are wonderfully made." He created some beings that were just wonderful. And that's why the Bible says He'll never leave us, nor will He forsake us. But He's always there for us. No matter what you've done in this lifetime, no matter what. So no matter where you're at right now, you have a hope. And I like John. And I love John because I think John captured Jesus better than anyone. John 14:6 says, Jesus said this to His disciples, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." If you want to know the truth, you have to know Jesus. His t-shirt back there says, "Real men pray." Real men pray. But to pray, you got to have that relationship with Jesus. You can't just pray a prayer, and it's not a one-sided conversation, but to pray, to expect answers. So we got to know that way. We got to, and He is the truth. If we're going to know Him, we got to know the truth. And He'll tell you the truth. And you want to have a life? John 10:10 says, "The devil comes but to kill, to steal, and to destroy." And I bet a lot of you thought you guys were on the brink of being destroyed. But Jesus said, "I am come that you might have life, and that more abundantly." Amen. And it's not having the house on the hill, money in the bank, cars, and what a lot of things. An abundant life is knowing Jesus and knowing the truth and knowing how to operate in this life. Like I said earlier, you can't wake up in the morning without thanking Jesus because He's given you that breath to live. And He's given you His truth so that we can operate in life, so we can know where to go, so we know where to walk. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Where are you going to walk from here on? What is tomorrow going to bring? Have you thought about that? What does Jesus really want you to do? Is there anybody in here who doesn't want to be saved? Who doesn't want to know Christ? But He loves you. And love is a key to so many things. But after all this, we got to have faith in Him. Faith to believe. He said in Hebrews that before we can come to Him, we must first believe that He is. And that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Like I say, I love that t-shirt, "Real men pray." Real men pray. We got to know that He is, that He's expecting us. giving us all that we have to him. There's a song by William McDowell. William McDowell is one of my favorite worship leaders, but it's a song of intercession. And in the middle of that song, it says, "The change I want to see." And is there anybody in here that doesn't want to see change? And it's not just our lives, but the change, real change in this world. We need to see change in this world. But the change that I want to see must first begin here. It can't be my brother or my sister, but it's got to begin here because I'm the one that needs changing. I'm the one that I need to see change in so that I can help others. So that when a brother comes to me and says, "Hey, I need help. Hey, my brother, what do you need? What do you need, my brother?" And I'm there to help. Because real help, it's not money. It's not cars. It's not a house. Real help is one four-letter word. What is
love?
Exactly, love. That's where real help comes. Real help comes there. If Jesus was standing here right now, he would embrace all of you. All of us, right here. And that's how much love he has. He doesn't love one person more than another. He loves us equally. Sometimes I wish I could embrace him in real life, just to embrace his physical being, just to touch him, because I just know, you know, when I read the word and I see what he's done, and even in this lifetime, I've seen miracles. And it's just an amazing thing that he does. And the most amazing thing is, to me, is when he's using me. When he's using something that I've said or done or prayed for somebody, and I see something happen. And that's an amazing thing. And I want, if I could leave one thing tonight, I want everybody to know how much God loves you. God loves you more. He loved you so much that he went to the cross. If you would have been the only sinner on this earth, he went. I mean, I preached a message one time about the cross, and I look at Jesus, and I see what they did to him. And when he first got there, they plucked his beard. They beat him in the face. They put a crown of thorns on his back. And before he even went to the cross, they scourged him. If you ever seen the Passion of Christ, they caned him and then they scourged him. And then on top of that, they made him carry his own cross to Calvary. His own cross that they were going to crucify him. And he was so weak that, you know, if he would have wanted to struggle, he couldn't struggle because he was sitting there and they pounded in one nail. Pound, 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 then the other wrist. Pound, 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 then his feet. They put a nail in his feet. Pound, pound, pound. And then they lifted him up on that cross, naked, for everybody to see, ashamed. But you know, in all that, the thing that he said on the cross that gets me the most, he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Because in his hanging on the cross, he took your sin, my sin, the whole sins of the world, and the Father in heaven couldn't look on him because of that sin. And there he hung. But in the end, his father said, "My son, I'm well pleased with you." Because after he died, he went to hell. He took the keys back for the kingdom so that you and I and everyone can be live free if we choose. And it's a choice. It's not something that he's going to make you, but it's a choice. It's a choice that we all have. And because of that choice, you can live free today. You don't have to worry about tomorrow if you have Jesus on your side. He said, "I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you." Philippians said, 4:13 says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me." Is there anything that you cannot do? Anything. I just want to thank you all for hearing me tonight. I just, you know, when Lyle asked me to come, you know, I was afraid on what can I say to somebody when I haven't walked in their shoes. But the message of the gospel, that anybody can preach the gospel of Christ, because it doesn't matter where you've been. What matters is where you're going.
Amen.
Where you've been back there doesn't matter. But where you're going does. And I hope everybody in here wants to go to meet Jesus one day in heaven. Because I wouldn't want anybody to die in their sins. No one. Because this is what the gospel is all about. It's not about somebody being better than someone else, because we're, in God's eyes, we're all equal. No one has created a bigger sin than the next person. But we're all equal. And I thank you. And God bless all of you.
May I ask a question before you leave?
Sure.
You spoke about blasphemy against the Spirit, and you explained what that was. Now, if you were to say that there was no Holy Spirit, if I were to in fact believe that or speak that or say that, as long as I'm alive and I still have the chance to repent before I die, because I've always been taught, I've always understood that as long as you accept Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit before you die, then obviously you'd be saved. But I kind of took it as you said that if you said blasphemy against the Spirit, if you did, that would be an unforgivable sin. So can you repent from that sin?
I'm not going to say yes or no, because I'm not God and I'm not Jesus.
Right. Well, what does the word, can you show me where the word would answer that? Because I always took it as if you did sin against the Spirit by doing that, if you repented and truly repented, that Jesus would forgive your sins.
Well, I believe in the gospel. It says if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, I think that I believe that says it's unforgivable.
You're correct. It's unforgivable. And in as much as this, you can blaspheme against God because you haven't seen him. You can blaspheme against Jesus because you haven't seen him. But once you've been baptized in the Holy Ghost, it's in you. It comes in you. You know that it's there. And once you say that, no, that wasn't real.
That's good.
Or once you say, no, I was doing that by anything other than the Holy Spirit.
That's good.
Then that's why it's unforgivable.
Because
that's the only part of the Godhead that you can experience. The day the Holy Spirit hit me, I cried like a baby, and I knew it was there. I knew something was different. And my life hasn't been the same. And there's no way I can say that was anything but the Holy Ghost.
Okay. Wow, that was good. Pardon?
Can I give a response?
Yeah, sure.
My father, because a lot of people would ask my father that question, like he was a minister for many years. He said, if you had truly blasphemed against the Holy Spirit, You would have been given over to a reprobate mind where you would not be seeking Christ. You would not be able to, your heart would not even want anything to do with God right now if you truly had blasphemed the Holy Spirit. So don't you feel like there's no hope for you? Don't you feel like you cannot reach the Father? If you truly had blasphemed the Holy Spirit, you would not be seeking the Lord.
That's good.
I just
that's
wanted
good.
To clarify because yeah, somebody that yeah. was may not understand what that was. I didn't want them to think it, you know,
but
possibly
that was,
that,
yeah, that was a great point. Great point.
Thank
and,
you
and,
very much.
Well, yeah, and that's in a group like this. This is good that people can give responses like that. I mean, and that's what it is. I mean, we still got time. I mean, if there's any other questions or any other comments, please, please give your comments, give your questions. Anyone.
I just wanted to say thank you. You know, you said you questioned yourself on what you could say to us. I think your message was right on point. And don't question yourself. You have a wonderful message, and I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I mean, the one thing I know about God, and this is one thing I've always asked him, is help me, Lord, to love my brother and sister more. Because I don't see... Caller. In fact, Lyle knows I'm married to an African American lady, very beautiful lady. And like I say, there is no color in God's eyes, none. There's no stripes, no black, no pink, no purple, no white. Only man. Only man is what has done this. And in man's eyes, some religions are better than other religions, but there's no religion. Religion has come because of man, not because of God. God wants us all to be brothers and sisters. Everybody. Everybody to embrace. And if there's no questions or answers, what about prayer? Does anybody need something specifically prayed for tonight? Because that's what we're here for, is to help. Yes, sir.
My father-in-law is going to be going to court soon, and right here, Tony Howard, and he made a couple mistakes, and I just asked him, you know, if we could ask, you know, that God soften the hearts of the judge and the prosecutor and allow him the opportunity to stay free and to do the Lord's will.
Okay.
I'm going to ask this time for financial restoration and also for God to put his hands on my body to help keep these ailments that's going on in me at bay.
Okay. Well, you want to come up and we'll lay hands on you?
Sure.
And in the meantime, I'll pray. Here. Lord, you heard the request and you know what's going on. But Lord, we ask you now to soften the hands or the hearts of these prosecutors and the judge. And only you can do this, Lord. But Lord, when you do this, Lord, let him know that only that it's only comes from you, not from the hand of man, but from your hand. And we ask this in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. And where is the hurt?
I'm diabetic. I have heart failure.
Okay. 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 Lord, we ask you right now to reach in. You know that it's only a condition, Lord, that you know all conditions, but you died on the cross for all sicknesses, for all diseases, Lord. And you said, by your stripes, we are healed. Not going to be, but we are. And that's right now. He's healed, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we also pray that whatever the financial situation, whatever he's looking for, Lord, that you would touch, that you would heal the finances, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Let your hand come in.
Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
I don't know what it is, but Lord, right now, right now, right now, right now, let him go home. And see this tonight, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Not tomorrow, but tonight, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We ask this in the name of Jesus. We count it done as we're touching and agreeing, Lord. Yes, Lord. It's done right now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Awesome message tonight.
Yeah, I want to share some word of God here real quick. I thank God for this brother here. You know, I go out tonight, hotels and places like that. And early in the ministry, I made some mistakes. You know what I mean? Because I went out there trying to save somebody or doing some things, and I wasn't ready. You know, I didn't get high. I didn't fall in that way, but I remember doing something that I had never did. In the world, I remember going out there and just, somebody got on my nerve and I just bashed him right in the face. In the name of Jesus. You know, and I remember, I look back when I was at the hotel and stuff. I remember he'd come out there to see about me, come out to help me. And I remember begging for money. And he wouldn't give me the money. But when he left, as he walked away, I remember saying to God, I said, Lord, I want what he has. And it wasn't about the money. And it wasn't long after that I gave my life to God. You know, and that's why it's important. It's important to don't give up. Don't give up. Like you said, it was only the Holy Ghost. It was just Jesus. I saw the Spirit in this brother. And I warned him what he had. And I realized that it wasn't ever about the money. It was never about the money. I just want to say thank you for coming tonight.
Thank you.
And I just want to give a shout out and say thank you to a couple of the founders that are here tonight. Raise your hand to the founders of this program. That's Carl.
No. I'm a rookie.
Okay. And then we got thank you. Him and a couple other brothers got together and decided that this is something much, much needed. And they put together and God started bringing mentors. If you're a mentor here tonight, raise your hand. I want to thank God for you guys. Please, use the mentors. Use the mentors. God, I used to call him. I used to ask for help about different things, talk to him. But more than talking and more than asking, you know what I did? He don't even know this. I watched him. Because in the dope fiend that I was, I needed to know that what he was saying was not true so I could still be a dope fiend. See, because of what he was saying wasn't true, I could stay out there and be a whore-mongering adult fiend. And I watched him. And he disappointed that's part of my life because what he said was true. And he lived it. And I want to thank God for you. Let us pray.
Wait,
I'm sorry.
Did anybody else want individual prayer?
Anybody else want individual? I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Thank you.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes, sir.
You know, when he talks about watching me, and this is one thing that our pastor has always said is, it's not about preaching the gospel. It's about living this thing. And when necessary, use words. You don't have to use words. You just have to live it. But if somebody asks you, but by living it, they're going to talk. They're going to ask you. And I want to say this. I've worked in a warehouse now for almost 11 years. And I'm retired, but I still work part-time, and I love what I'm doing. But since I've been in this warehouse, I've married three different couples just because of being in there. But one of the couples that I married was a year ago, and I went clear out to New Jersey. And I was telling him, the one guy came in one day, and I was talking to another brother about the Lord, who I know is saved, and he started asking questions. So I kept talking to him. He kept asking questions, and one night we're in the warehouse on a Thursday night, and he said, you know, Mark, he said, you're the only person other than my priest that could give me the answers that I was looking for. And I said, you know, I said, Rob, I said, it's not me. It's not me, it's the Holy Spirit. And you have answers in you, no matter who you are, if you listen to the Holy Spirit. And that happened like October, November, and December. He said, do you marry outside of Indiana? I'm thinking, what is he asking me? Because it sounded like, can I get married outside of Indiana? And I'm already married, so why would I do that? But then he said, well, would you come out to New Jersey to marry me and my girlfriend? I said, sure, but let me find out if I can do that. But finding out, once you're a licensed minister, you can marry in all 50 states. But this is how God will use you if you just are available. And it doesn't matter who you are. In God's eyes, you're a big person. We only look small in our own eyes, but look at yourself through God's eyes, and you can be big. But as Lau prays, please, everyone stand. Honor God tonight. Okay. Lord, I thank you for an opportunity just to serve you. For you are so worthy. You are so worthy. And we thank you as we honor you tonight. And Lord, the prayers that were requested, we ask you to honor them. But I know there's other prayers, some that are unspoken. And Lord, you see the heart. You see the heart of the people. I ask you now to reach down, Lord, and touch them prayers. Touch them where they are, Lord. And Lord, let it be done. As we touch and agree tonight, Lord, as people leave here tonight, Lord, show yourself strong on their behalf. Show them wherever you're at, Lord. Show them wherever they're at, that you're right there with them. Show them how big they are, Lord, that in your eyes, Lord, they are superhuman.
Yes, Lord.
But only through you, Lord, because it's your spirit that makes us who we are. And Lord, we ask you for these things. But Lord, if there's anyone in this room tonight, and I hope everyone is saved, but if there's anyone in this room that's not saved, Lord, I ask you right now to touch them with your spirit, Lord. Touch them with your spirit that they may know you and know who you are. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.